Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? My regular listeners know that I'm always talking about vision, being able to open your mind up, be able to see the big picture, be able to really understand your business, because business is about solving a problem. People pay you to solve a problem. I don't care what kind of business you're in. They pay you, they're willing to give you their money because they have a problem and they don't know how to solve it. You have to understand what problems you have in your business so that you can make money. All businesses have problems. If you have people, you have problems. There's no question about that. How do you deal with them? How expertise are you at dealing with your employees? How do you know when to solve a problem? How do you know when a problem is nothing to be concerned about, or it's just a grumble and just a low-level grumble? And how do you know when it's serious? You've got to have the vision. And why are we in business? We are in business to make a profit. And here are just three ways to increase your business profits, three things to think about. That's the problem, you see. We don't think about profit. We think about sales. We think about increasing our sales. We think about being the biggest we can possibly be, but that may not necessarily be the answer. If we're thinking about profit, the first thing we need to do is think about efficiency. How do we qualify our leads? How do we prospect? What's our presentation? What's our closing ratio? Who is the best salesperson that we have? How do we learn from them? Who is not selling or who is not creating leads? How do we get them motivated, or how do we replace them with someone who will do the job? So the first thing we want to do is we want to sit down and we want to see, where is the weakness in our business? How do we increase the profits? Now, the second part of this is that you have to eliminate all distractions in your business for you. If you have employees that are coming in every 10 minutes and asking you questions, don't let them do that. Suggest to them that you're available between 11:45 and 12 o'clock. Come in with your questions unless they are absolutely important. Get them all together because you need time to think about profit. Come and see me at 4:45. And why those two times? Well, people want to go home, so they'll be concise. We need to delete all of the things in our business. We need to delete all of those joke emails that come in. We don't have time to sit there and read joke emails. We need to focus on the business. And the other thing that those emails do is you don't know what viruses they bring to your computer. One day, when you're opening up this funny little cartoon, you're going to find that all of a sudden you have problems with your computer because you don't know where that email has been. And chances are somewhere along the way, it's picked up a virus. And finally, we want to delegate. Are you developing your people? Do you think you have to do everything? Do you think that the business won't work unless you're involved, that you're the only one that can do it? Because how many times over the years have I heard, I can do it better than anybody else? Well, that may be true. But if you're not delegating, if you're not using the talent and skill of the people that you have that are working for you, you will not get the profit results that you want. So let's think profit. Let's delete all the activities in our life, in our business that create time. Let's not take work at home at night. Let's be focused during the day so we can have family time. Now, I'm not saying you never have to take work at home or work late. But, you know, if you give someone a blank piece of paper and you say to any person, Let's write some times down. We'll do it in half-hour increments. Tell me what you did all day. They can't account for their time because there's so much wasted time. Don't waste time. You can't get it back. And encourage your people to become thought leaders. Encourage your people to become part of the business. Encourage your people to understand how to make decisions with boundaries so they know what decisions they can, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Get your people to think. Delegate to them. They will be happier. They will stay with you longer. They'll come to work looking forward to it because you're giving them something interesting to do rather than the same routine all of the time. Everybody in your business needs to be a profit center. Everybody in your business needs to add to the activities that create success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.